Good morning. It is Monday, January 30th. It is 7 minutes after nine, and you're listening to Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. So the Association of Indiana Counties have completed their property tax study. Did you know they were doing a study? Well, they've completed it, and they found that on average, a 15% increase will happen in residential property taxes this year.
What? Can you say that again out loud, Casey?
They're going to see an average of 15% increase in residential property taxes this year based on this study.
Wow. So the taxes, the property taxes for the average person in the state of Indiana, according to an organization that is their job to study property taxes, is saying that property taxes are going to rise 15% in the state of Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're getting out of that.
Yeah.
That is so weird.
Why is that?
Because I feel like a year ago, someone said, wow, property taxes are about to skyrocket.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like our elected officials went, nuh-uh, you don't know that for sure.
Nuh-uh.
No one has any idea, Casey. No one knows for sure. No one could possibly know exactly how much they're going to go up. And you're just really exaggerating, and you're just fear-mongering, and you're just a shock jock, and you're just doing this for ratings, and you don't know anything.
Mm.
I feel like that's how it went.
Yeah.
And then I feel like, Casey, our elected officials who knew a year ago that property taxes were going to skyrocket because assessments were skyrocketing and property taxes are based on assessments, did absolutely nothing other than be incredibly mean-spirited and angry towards me, and now the property taxes are about to skyrocket.
Yes, the assessors based property taxes on fair market value, recent sales, and construction costs. Now, they say that these factors were low interest rates and high demand for houses, and property on the market for just a few hours before bidding wars were happening is all part of the reason why your property taxes are going up. And they said that gross assessed value increased statewide across all classifications. This includes residential, apartments, agriculture, commercial, industrial, and even personal property.
There is no plan. There are people who have ideas. Mm-hmm. But as a party, and you are now, we are in week four. So we are essentially almost a third of the way through the Indiana General Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
There is no cohesive plan to actually help you. There are individuals who have ideas to help very select groups of people or provide very modest help, air quotes. We'll talk about one of those in just a second. But the reality is, nothing is going to happen this legislative session that is going to help you, because the Indiana Republican Party does not want to help you. They knew about this a year ago. We were literally having people on this show write in with how their assessments were increasing. And basic math tells you that if the property taxes are based on the assessments and the assessments are skyrocketing, then people are about to get crushed with property taxes. But because this is what the Indiana Republican Party does, and this is why we tell you, you cannot just roll over and play dead for these people and vote for them because of the letter, they decided it would be more fun to get in a grudge match with a radio broadcaster, because they don't like me, because I have the audacity to come on here and tell you what's going to happen, and we don't kiss these people's ass, and we don't need to be their friends. They decided it'd be more fun to try to go after us rather than do the thing to help you. And now the thing is happening, and it's too late to actually fix the thing.
Minton County is where you want to be. It's the only county in the entire state that did not increase. But four counties saw an increase of 20%.
Exactly.
20%. Yikes.
Exactly. And look, the whole system is flawed. The whole entire system by which you are punished, because that's what taxation is. It's a punishment. It's a punishment for behavior, right? They're taking your money. You are punished because someone else did something. That's what they base the assessments on. What did the home in your area sell for? Mm-hmm. Well, I have no intention to sell my home. Doesn't matter. Your taxes are going up.
Your neighbor sold.
Does that make any sense to anyone? And this has been going on. The assessment process by which we tax homes has been going on for decades now in this state. And the Republicans here just look at you and go, well, It's a local government issue. Mm-hmm. What are we supposed to do about it? Mm-hmm. Well, the reality is the Republicans write the way by which we are taxed. They could fix this tomorrow. They could have had a study committee or whatever they call those things where nothing gets accomplished a year ago when the assessments were rolling in.
Oh, did you mention a study?
Yes.
Okay, well, the Senate Pro Tem, Rod Bray, said that in his chamber, they're more focused on the priority bill that seeks to form a state and local tax review commission.
So the head of the Senate is saying, look, mm-hmm. we recognize, now he's not going to say this, but Rob Kendall was 100% correct. People are about to get totally crushed by property taxes, but instead of actually doing something about it, now we're going to form the committee, mm-hmm. which if we'd have formed the thing a year ago, mm-hmm. we could have entered the legislative session with a plan to do the thing. They fought and they fought and they fought on this. Seemed like every week I was coming on here talking about an interaction with some lawmaker who decided it was more fun to go after me and try to go, nuh-uh. You don't know that. Nuh-uh, we got to wait for the data. We got to wait for, you know, when Holcomb needs $60 million for trails, I don't have to wait for data. When Eric Holcomb wants to give away free textbooks to everyone from the textbook fairy, they don't have to wait for data. When Eric Holcomb wants to expand socialized medicine in the state, they don't need to wait for the data. You know when they need to wait for data, which, by the way, it's too late to do anything meaningful now? They need to wait for the data when it comes to helping you. When it comes to growing government, they never need to wait for anything. But when it comes to helping you or limiting money to the Treasury, well, we got to wait for the data.
Holcomb said last week, you know, we're going to get to the root cause of the increases that are occurring. Going to get to the root cause right after this commission that studies the feasibility of changing, reforming the property taxes for Hoosiers. So they're going to study it. They're going to look at the root cause and then...
So let's piggyback off that to somebody finally presented a plan. Somebody with some sort of gravitas or influence finally presented a plan. Mm-hmm. Now, this is according to Indiana Capital Chronicle, Jeff Thompson, who I have the misfortune of him being my representative, because every conversation I have with that guy, throwing my head through the wall over there would be less painful.
He filed legislation.
Yes. And his plan. So keep in mind, let's say. Your property taxes are increasing 15%, and you are currently paying on a $300,000 home, which in central Indiana is by no means unreasonable. It's not a McMansion. It's a, you know, modest middle income home in many areas in central Indiana. So let's say right now you are living in a $300,000 home and your home is capped at 1%. So you're paying $3,000 in property, or were previously paying $3,000 in property taxes. If your taxes go up 15%, and I am but a product of the public education system, but 10% would be $300, 5% on top of that would be another $150. So let's say your property taxes went up $450. This Einstein's plan is to give you $100 back, mm-hmm. and then over the next 4 years, they're going to phase that out so you get zero back. You get less back each year. This is the gas tax thing. So Jeff Thompson is the head of Ways and Means, so he controls the money. So he's the first person with any sort of influence who's put a plan out. And Jeff Thompson's plan, if you're a person who lives in a $300,000 home, is your property taxes are going to go up $450. I'm going to give you $100 of that back, and then you're supposed to thank me
right.
because you paid $350 more in property taxes.
He did something. Yay!
It's the gas tax thing all over again, the income tax thing all over again, where the Treasury last year collects $1,500 more per person than they need, $5 billion surplus, $1,500 more per person than they need. Their answer to that is, we're going to give you $200 of that back, mm-hmm. and you're supposed to pat us on the back and say, thanks for all you've done for
thanks
us.
Thanks for giving
it's
me
the same
some
thing
of
over
my
again.
Money back.
These people never change. Republicans do not like you. Republicans love big government and big taxes, and they're doing the same thing over again.
My favorite part of this article that you referenced in the Indiana Capital Chronicle was from Todd Houston. He said there's a lot of uncertainty around property taxes right now. And then he said, our constituents are very concerned about this. You think?
They were concerned a year ago when they were calling this radio station, when they were writing this radio station, and we were doing segment after segment after segment of people giving us their increased assessments on the air. Mm-hmm. People have been concerned about this even before that. The idea that the government has some forever lien on your home and you never actually own your home is wholly ridiculous. The idea that you have property tax caps, but yet the school corporation in your community can violate those caps anytime they want is wholly ridiculous. The idea that because some guy down the street from you sold his home, you should have to pay more taxes is wholly ridiculous. The whole thing is a giant scam. It's always been a giant scam. It will remain a giant scam, but that's how it gets done, is through big giant scams that people can't opt out of because you gotta have somewhere to live.